coming to you again for Manna in the Morning. This is Keith Kaiser with a study in God's Word. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1, the commencement of what Bible students call the upper room ministry of Christ. Verse 1 tells us, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end." We saw yesterday that the perfect foreknowledge of the Lord Jesus meant that as he came to this teaching with his disciples, he was coming with perfect knowledge of everything that was going on around him, everything that was about to happen to him, and everything that would happen in the future. How good it is to know that the master teacher, the Lord Jesus, in instructing us, does so out of perfect foreknowledge of the future. We don't know the future, but the Lord Jesus knows it and is able to prepare us for it if we're willing to listen to his holy word. Not only does verse 1 of John chapter 13 tell us of the perfect foreknowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, it also tells us of his perfect love. The second half of the verse says, "Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end." So it says, first of all, that the Lord Jesus had loved his own. There was no doubting that. For the 3.5 years or so of his public ministry, he had continued with them, had taught them, had ministered to all their needs, had always taken care of them. They had found him faithful 100% of the time. He had never left them down or disappointed them. He hadn't deserted them. He had protected them at every turn and did everything for their benefit. Certainly, he had loved his own. There was no doubt about that. But it says there, who were in the world. And when you think about where these disciples were, in a wicked and evil world, in a world of opposition, in a world, as the Lord Jesus described it elsewhere, this whole world lieth in the wicked one. When you think of all the evil in this world, and yet the love of the Lord Jesus for his disciples was unhindered by the evil. All of the opposition of sin and Satan, the world, the flesh, and the devil, couldn't keep the Lord Jesus from loving his own. He loved his own who were in the world. And what's more, the verse tells us, he loved them to the end. Now it is certainly true that the Lord Jesus loved them up unto his last moment upon this earth before going back to glory. There's no question about that, that the Lord Jesus loved them right up to and including Calvary. He was thinking of them and working on behalf of his disciples, as well as those who should believe based on their testimony in the succeeding centuries. John chapter 17 tells us that he not only prayed for the disciples, but he prayed for those who would believe on their word. People like you, perhaps, dear listener, if you've come to the Lord Jesus Christ and received him as your Lord and Savior, if you've repented of your sins and declared yourself unworthy and unfit for heaven, deserving only of hell, and yet you say, I want to take advantage of what the Lord Jesus did for me, how he loved me and gave himself for me, how he died on the cross for my sins and gave himself to be that great sin offering, the propitiation that satisfied a holy God in respect to sin. But the Lord Jesus, having loved his own, not only loved them to the end of time, some Greek scholars, like the celebrated scholar B.F. Westcott, would tell us that this phrase, unto the end, could be translated unto the uttermost. Or other more modern scholars, like David Gooding, would render it to the fullest extent possible. The Lord Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them unto the uttermost, or loved them to the fullest extent possible. Dear believer, today, if you're a Christian, the Lord Jesus loves you as much as it's possible to be loved. The Lord Jesus loves you not only to the end of time, not only into eternity future, but to the fullest extent possible. The Lord Jesus loves you. How wonderful it is. Who can measure the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ? It is indeed unfathomable, unmeasurable by any human standard. The Lord Jesus loves us.